And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of December. December 4th is International Cheetah Day. Cheetahs are renowned as the fastest land animal. They can run 70 miles per hour, reaching top speed in just 3 seconds. At this speed, each of their strides span an impressive 21 feet. Cheetahs are now distributed mainly in small, fragmented populations in northwestern, eastern, and southern Africa and central Iran. International Cheetah Day raises global awareness about the urgent need to save cheetahs from extinction. We have lost 90% of the world's cheetah population in the past 100 years. Cheetahs and animal agriculture are often in conflict. As human populations grow, agriculture, roads, and settlements destroy the open grasslands that cheetahs need. Cheetahs are carnivores that eat grazing mammals, warthogs, hares, and birds. As their natural prey declines, cheetahs may attack livestock, which can lead to farmers killing them in retaliation. Today is the birthday of Francis Power Cobb. Born on this day in 1822, Francis Power Cobb was an Anglo-Irish writer, philosopher, religious thinker, social reformer, anti-vivisection activist, and leading women's suffrage campaigner. Cobb believed that animals possess consciousness and emotions. She campaigned against animal cruelty and sought legal protections for animals. Cobb's work laid the groundwork for the animal rights movement. Today is also the birthday of J. Howard Moore, born on this day in 1862. J. Howard Moore was an American zoologist, philosopher, educator, and social reformer. He was best known for his advocacy of ethical vegetarianism and his pioneering role in the animal rights movement, both deeply influenced by his ethical interpretation of Darwin's theory of evolution. Moore's most influential work, The Universal Kinship, argued that the ethical treatment of animals, rooted in the Golden Rule, is essential for human ethical evolution, urging humans to extend their moral considerations to all sentient beings based on their shared physical and mental evolutionary kinship. Moore explained, "I never want happiness that gives another pain." And finally, today is the birthday of Captain Peter Hammarstedt, born on this day in 1984. Peter Hammarstedt is a Swedish animal rights activist who began his career with Sea Shepherd in 2002. When he was 14 years old, he saw a photograph of a dead whale being hauled aboard an 8,000-ton factory whaling ship in the Antarctic, along with two people in an adjacent small boat trying to intervene to prevent the transfer. He knew that he wanted to be one of those people. He submitted a crew application as soon as he was old enough to join a Sea Shepherd ship, and he called the Sea Shepherd offices every day for a month until they finally signed him on as a volunteer. Hammarstedt started with the deck crew, and in his downtime, he studied for the officer's licenses that would qualify him to captain a ship, which he obtained. In describing one of the missions which he is most proud of, he said, "A few years ago, we assisted the Liberian Coast Guard to arrest an illegal fishing vessel. This single ship was killing over 500,000 sharks a year for the production of shark liver oil to be used in cosmetics. That was 3 years ago, and the vessel has not fished since, meaning that 1.5 million sharks have been saved and counting. Every detained ship is an illegal slaughterhouse shut down." And here is a prayer for today. God, I still feel surprised every time I learn about another person from the 1800s who so clearly articulated the reasons we should stop being cruel to other animals. It's at once both encouraging and discouraging to learn about these early vegans. How did these heroes have such clarity and insight? And why are we as a species still stuck in our cruel ways today? There are heroes alive today who have literally devoted their entire existence to protecting animals from humans who wish to kill them. Bless these heroes today. Let there be more and more and more heroes for animals. Let each of us be heroes for animals and for this earth. Amen. A prayer for today. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that living vegan is heroic.